This is Sunday, October the 22nd, 1995. And we're gathered at the meeting room for a meeting to discuss some business and make a few reports. I've been asked, this is EJ, and I've been asked to tell you a little bit about what's going on with our friend Dave Overton down in Austin, Texas. Cal has been in touch with him from time to time, and there have been some concern about his care. Wasn't any way from here to tell what was going on, and the communications with Dave have been virtually shut down, whether by his desire or by the convalescent facility that he's in. So Gene Dixon and the attorney from Nevada named Brad Ellie determined to go down there and look into the situation to make sure that Dave was being well cared for. They have found that the facility that he's in is nice and clean and that people like Dave very much. And apparently Dave's non-communications with us are pretty much by his own desires. We're not really sure, but I think probably it's one of Dave's little quirks that he doesn't like to be a burden on anyone. And so I guess in this case, he doesn't seem to want anybody to know his address. He has a new address. And so we're not allowed to publish that. But any cards and letters and those kinds of things that might come into the contact office or the CLC would be forwarded to Dave, say, perhaps in a weekly package or something like that. Dave is getting the contact. He is keeping up to date with what's going on here. His mind is completely lucid, and he's reasonably happy in his surroundings. He would prefer to be at home, and it would appear to be more a matter of his making up his mind that he really wanted to get up and walk because his back seems to be healed from the what is a broken back called?
A broken back. It's all right, Overly. Just hang in there. You got it dated right.
Well, that's pretty good for one day. Anyhow, Gene and Brad spent yesterday afternoon and evening with Dave, and then Gene gathered up some popular science type magazines and things that Dave enjoys. He's really an electronics bug. And yesterday was Dave's birthday, so they took him a birthday cake, and he immediately willed that to his best friend there at the facility because it was his birthday today, Sunday. So it seems to be a fairly happy arrangement there. There are two or three people who are looking after Dave, and I'm sure that they'll do even better now than they have. And Cal goes by from time to time and is available for us. If we need communications, he can run out there. It's about 10 miles from where he lives to where Dave is located. So we're a great deal more comfortable with Dave's circumstances than we were before Gene and Brad went down there. And we think it'll be okay now, especially if we get some cards and letters to go to him to tell him that we're still thinking about him. I guess that's about all for me.
Hat on here in light. I guess I better wind the key up again and make sure that I cover all my bases. Perhaps we all get careless. And I have a very happy announcement to make before we start that we'll have to give a little bit of attention because of the things that have been written and spoken again in this meeting. And then my heartfelt prayer is that we can move on. it's imperative that we move on. Any who wish to join with us or, quote, come back, end quote, are welcome. We're all going through learning processes, and we have to recognize that we don't all travel at the same rate. Sometimes the 2x4 has to be a 4x6. But you have to be strong. You want miracles. I know you want miracles, especially when you're down. Please, just show me. Father in heaven, will you just show me and help me? Because the problems or the pain or the whatever may be expressing itself is so great as to figuratively cause you to want to give up. You've had your miracle. I personally did not have a meeting following court session this time, because that has been such a negative thing spread out there, and I needed to be elsewhere. On the 16th was a most remarkable thing that you will witness in your lifetime. You witnessed some brave people doing some incredibly brave things in the shelter of God when it was planned otherwise. And while we speak of Dave, who is elderly now, and all of us wish that we could share personally with him on his birthday, but we can't. But we can make Art eat all of his cake that says happy birthday. Because it's Art's birthday. He's made it to here. And we're proud. Anytime any of us can make it to the next one. Just remember, though, that you're counting death days, not birthdays. You may think you're counting from your birth, but you're not. You are counting toward your end. So don't let those birthdays mean too much to you, John. John is coming along nicely. That's for you, John. I want you to know that you are.
Thank you.
And you're going to get brighter and brighter and brighter now as some of the things in your life begin to fall away that bother you so much. All of you, please, we're so appreciative and grateful. Vladimir is here to visit with us, Mr. Terzisky. You thought I would forget, didn't you? How many of you remembered? Well, he's here, and we welcome him. It's time we get off this tumbling barrel roll and get on with our job. Our job is a mission. We have to respond to some of the headier, more straight arrow type of impact before we can do that. But we're going to have to get on now with polishing up ourselves, our attitudes, our realizations. You don't have to agree with me on religion, because I don't agree with anybody on the subject of religion. And if I make jokes about whatever you may find precious, forgive me. I can't resist sometimes, you know. I think when people go out and have to do nothing but wander through the trees and the flowers and do their little skipping dances and then go hug the tree, fine. But when you kiss the tree, you may get bark parasites, and don't come complaining to me. Go home and take your Gaia call like a good person and move on. The things of nature are still the perfection of God reflected for your use and enjoyment. And we have to go through reminding of that. Anyone who objects to my attitude about religion is welcome to that. Religion and spirituality are not the same thing. And I would like to tell you that one religion versus another is perfect. Then you could just get rid of all those others and you could just go march on Washington or whatever you want to do in the knowledge that only you are perfect because you'll be marching all by yourself. God is for everyone. And when you start excluding God, and then you start blaming God, and then you start blaming everybody else around you for whatever you perceive is put upon you, you must think carefully about it. And I'm sorry, the way we learn are through the lessons as others err or succeed or make progress or slip backwards. And if we just clutch onto their hands, we all go backwards. I do not set myself heton above any of you. None of you. Not even the least of you. It just so happens my station is in a higher category of knowing. So I'm a teacher. It doesn't mean Dharma is the teacher. And she's going to respond like a human. Or I could not use her as a secretary. So anything that may be said or done from here is not to be considered slinging of arrows or ammunition or anything. We've got to move on. And yet you've got to understand so that you can release what you perceive has happened. You work and you respond and you react without facts. In almost every situation, I want you to start not reacting until you can know, and then you can respond in wisdom. So what was the big deal miracle about a bunch of black people going to Washington? A lot. The shuttle was supposed to be launched and launched the final link of the satellite that would control the Gwen and HAARP system. And Washington, D.C., through the eyes of CNN, was to be a bloodbath. And I thought we did a nice job of keeping the shuttle on the ground, and God prevailed. And you owe your black brethren an applaud of thanks that will deafen them. It took the least of these to dare to go in the name of God anywhere. You do not have to agree with the speaker. You do not have to agree with the Nation of Islam. But let me tell you a little bit about Islam. In the book, they called his name Emmanuel, the master teacher, Isu said, spelled J-M-M-A-N-U-E-L, Emmanuel, said to Saul, and the Khazarian elite gathered there, there will come a man, and you will pay the rest of your lives for what you've done. And his name will be called Muhammad, or Muhammad, whichever you prefer. Does that mean Muhammad was God? No. He never claimed to be, as did the master teacher Emmanuel. He never, ever said he was king of anything. He was the most humble among you. And you see, the most humble will rise to hold the day if given an opportunity with enough hearts that petition God for help. He will send his messengers, he will send his hosts, and you can prevail. But you need to outgrow all of that garbage in between. And it starts with self. It starts right at home. It starts with integrity in every tiny thing you do. Doesn't matter what you've done. That's your problem. Forgive yourself for it because it's already forgiven by God. He doesn't want you to dwell back there in your little forgiveness groveling. He wants you to move on. That's all. And if you're not up to the task that seems to loom in front of you, for goodness sake, say, I can't do it yet. Move aside. Or pitch in and help. Or ask someone else. We've got to move on. There are some very painful things that I have to say here this day. And I'm glad that Paul is here recording this, because I want someone, please, to again personally go sit with Leon and Anne and Esther. What George Abbott has done this time is the most unforgivable of all his acts to date. He has filed a motion in which George Green thought he was going to participate along with all of these other ones, including Wendell Hoffman's family. Lydia, our precious Lydia's family. Betty Tootens, Sherry Yaunt, etc. Well, Betty Tootens and Sherry Yaunt are not this foolish. Gold was taken. It had to be sold for some of the calls against it. And that account of gold that Sherry and Betty were in is no longer there. In fact, nothing's in that account. Closed. Nothing. Remember all the upheaval with the banks and other home had to be found? Well, surely no one with anything in the Institute is going to be foolish enough to pull down and bankrupt the Institute. That means their assets are gone. Automatically wiped out. We need to succeed and have gold now double, triple, quadruple, and it will. If we can just be patient. But if George Abbott and George Green manage to do this atrocity and it falls, it's lost. But it isn't apt to do that, because when the papers came, George Green was dropped as a defendant. John Schroffer was dropped. Rod McBroom was dropped because he had never signed a power of attorney over to George Abbott. But Eleanor had. And Leon had. And without even consulting any of them, this man filed a petition in the court in Nevada to put the Institute into receivership, gain funds. Now, he didn't name himself, you see. It all falls back to Eleanor and Leon. And remember that Leon told us that Abbott had sent him a bill for $38,000 and that he had paid two. Oh, worse. Oh, friends, worse. There was a little chuckling, but it isn't funny. This upped the bill to above the $40,000 that he had already taken from Leon. So the new bill is at $42,000. Well, you know more about that. I don't want to give away information. It's none of my business. And I'm not here to pick. This man also went further to hang criminal RICO charges on everybody involved. I mean, Brent, for having written to the Bar Association and receiving his drunken call one day. Oh, the whole list is still there, except George Green is removed. Now, isn't that interesting? And legally, you cannot remove someone from the cover sheet of a motion to a court of law in an ongoing case without proper formalities. But he's just gone. just making his phone calls and sending his packages. But he did something else. And Gene has got to respond to it. He has lumped Gene Dixon as a prior member of the bar, working his damnedest to get his ticket back. He lumped him into felony RICO conspiracy charges. Gene has to respond. He has no alternative. By law, this man has no alternative. And he's lumped everybody in the Institute into the same bucket. But he named some one by one. So what I'm saying is get to Leon and make him understand, because I think that Eleanor will be thrown out of the case, period. They are also petitioning for lawyer's fees in a case that was thrown out of court in the first place. When it got to court, remember when we discussed this, the ones at deposition tried every way in the world to get George Abbott to dismiss, allow a dismissal of Leon Fort from the case ongoing. And he refused. He went right ahead and dragged this man into court again, where the judge then, over his objection, dismissed Leon. And then Abbott petitioned for more lawyer's fees for himself from the opposition. And then came up, why hasn't he been paid? Well, the judge said, if you want to be paid, you better get a reason for being paid in here before on my bench within 30 days. And, of course, that was the last Abbott did about anything. But poor Leon and Anne have had to act on the basis of lies that they believed. And I cannot and will not allow this to go further. Leon will be left absolutely, singularly holding the bag for all of the expenses and all of the claims that are going to come back against Abbott. And it must be stopped. Eleanor cannot be held responsible because he has mislabeled her position again. So it only leaves Leon. Someone has got to tell Leon to demand to be dropped and have this case dismissed. And then I don't know what we can do. Gene will have to give some serious consideration as to what his legal position is. So please, someone make sure that that's attended. Leon is one of the most honorable, honest, open people I have ever experienced. He doesn't understand. He trusts. And when he finally found someone who would use him, boy, this has happened. If Esther were younger, I'll tell you, I would petition for putting Leon and Esther out there in that farm so Esther could grow her garden. That has troubled Leon greatly. And if you want to go back to who found that farm, guess what? It was Leon. So we still have a few things that we must confront. And then I required that Dorma watch and tape the march in Washington or the gathering in Washington. There are two things specifically I'd like all of you to witness together. One is the young man who spoke first, and I'm not going to go into names, and then move it ahead to Farrakhan's actual lecture. Because if anyone can pick and find fault with what this man said, you can disagree with Farrakhan in every facet of his life. But if you find fault with what this man says, then you got problems, and you're not with God. And that young man is going to lead God's people home. And if it bothers you to join with a black man, a brown man, a red man, you got bigger problems. Because it's going to take us holding hands to sweep this nation clean. And I can ground a shuttle, but I cannot ground your minds. Now, I think if we just can move on and get the writing that I did yesterday and the writing that I did today, and if there's any need for discussion, we can discuss a little bit, and then for goodness sakes, we'll have happy birthday cake, and then we can watch the tape if anybody's still alive.
What happened with that earthquake in Cheops after that shuttle went up?
Well, I want Ed Young to go into that.
He's here.
If he wants to do it now or he wants to wait, it's up to him. I want him. Well, I don't really know what to say because I'm getting such a clash of energy here as I'm speaking from him. Let's just say that Ed Young gets a lot more, and so does Nori, and so does Callie, than they share. And I'm not in the earthquake business, and I like you to hear from the geologists in the crowd. That's not Ed Young, mind you. But I think Soltech knows what he's doing.
Was it connected with that shuttle going up? Or can't you answer that?
I'm not going to answer it. Where's Ed?
Right here.
Well, Patricia.
I don't know what quake you're talking about.
Well, let's hear that one first.
No, Mexico has really, really gotten it, haven't they? Oh, my goodness. Free trade south of the border. Man, it's just sad.
Is it silver oil, right?
Well, Pemex, maybe. I guess that's what you call oil down there.
Pemex.
Yeah, mainly the. I have a writing from Soltech, which I will read, and so does Nori. Both were received earlier today to be shared with the public meeting, and there are certain things that cannot be talked about at this time. So they have to be talked between the lines, and we've all gotten used to all of the commanders talking between the lines. So let me read what I have here. Good afternoon, Tonio Soltech here in the light of Holy God. We are most busy this day as the intensity of planetary reactions to calculated abuse continues to escalate to return this beautiful being called Earthshan back into radiant balance. While there is much I could discuss were it not for certain agreements, I would like to point out a matter of humor for you at contact, as was witnessed on two of your major non-news networks within 2 days of publication of my writing in last week's Contact. That is, there was practically word-for-word utilization of that article in the major feature news stories by both CNN and Fox on the Ring of Fire becoming alarmingly active of late. You would be truly in a state of shock, especially Brent, who must look more than anyone at those thin subscription lists and balance the attendant thin cash flow that trickles in. You would be truly shocked if you could see from our vantage point who all reads that paper with a fine-toothed comb. Just know that the higher you go up the ladders of the truly influential elite controllers of this world, there you will surely find contact. For they know what source of information is the most important for monitoring what we, God's hosts, are doing and saying publicly. fools in that regard they are not. Yes, the Ring of Fire has truly increased its level of activity in recent weeks. That is to say, the Pacific Plate is not only moving greater amounts, which causes greater earthquake activity at the plate boundaries, but where locked up, the dangers of sudden drastic breakage or cleavage motions are most probable and, moreover, devastating, as these are, unfortunately, also areas generally of great population centers, such as along your west coast of the United States. On a related front, Mexico's recent series of seemingly, quote, insignificant tremors, according to the media, are closely related to, and due somewhat to, reflected stress waves from what is happening in Japan right now. And you can go back to my writing last week for more information about that. I've told you many times that Japan is an important timing event in motion of the entire Pacific Plate. Those waves, seismic waves, bounce back and forth across that now quite jittery Pacific Plate, just as would water waves bounce back and forth from one side to the other of your bathtub. And I'm nudged to share with you, if you got anybody can see that, I think it was on the Learning Channel this past week, there's a weather, something about, there's a program called the World's Weather or something like that, and there was the most extraordinary satellite time-lapse photograph of a tsunami, starting at a tsunami wave, which is a big underwater wave that shakes because the ground shakes underwater and travels out. And it was from a satellite view in color, and it showed the wave resulting from an earthquake in Peru or Chile, somewhere down there in South America, and you could see it emanate across the Pacific Ocean and clobber Japan. And it looked just like a wave bouncing from one end of your bathtub to the other. It was absolutely extraordinary to see this on the scale that you have to understand is the width and breadth of the Pacific Ocean. So, and of course, this of course was an underhanded way of revealing just what kind of satellite technology is available, because this was extraordinary photography. So if you guys get a chance to see that, I was really blown away by it, because I didn't know we had that kind of quality, not to be shared publicly anyway. And these seismic motion waves are but one form of the energy we monitor to assess planetary surface activity on a constant basis. Just know that for both CNN and Fox to give you a heads up to the Ring of Fire becoming more active on both earthquake and volcanic fronts is not a hint to be overlooked as you go about your daily chores, with hopefully thought and effort put into preparation for what shall affect all who must remain on Earth's Shan as the rebalancing convulsions take on a more violent level of activity. The key is preparation, and I need not write more on that subject at this time, as I have just done so through another fine receiver of my frequency. We are indeed quite busy this day in the monitoring of your elite, and I must go to clear. Please know that you are dearly loved by we of the hosts, and together we shall carry forth God's perfect plan for the radiant rebirth of the lovely being you perceive as the planet Earth. Tonios to clear, salut. Now I've got two notes here to mention, and then I'm going to turn this over to Nori so he can read what he received. But there are two important things to mention, and Commander may want to talk on these later, maybe he can't. The recent riots in the prisons in the last couple of days. They may not have been able to get the Gwen and the Pulse systems up and running to ruin the march in Washington, but it was quite odd that the riots started up all of a sudden in several prisons around the United States Friday, and they tried to blame it on some legislation in Washington.
Right.
Now, what was most interesting, though, was at 3 o'clock Friday night or into Saturday morning, I was out on a walk high on a hill that could overlook Tehachapi, and there was the most curious looking blue beam coming down from the sky right into the Tehachapi prison. And it looked to me like it was coming from the sky down to the prison, because the beam appeared to diverge from the sky end down towards the prison end. So it didn't look like it was coming from the prison up to the sky. It looked like it was going the other way. And that being the very evening of all of the news of prison riots across the country. So I fully expected there to be some news of a prison riot in Tehachapi, too, but maybe this was just a low-level experiment. I don't know. But if Commander wants to comment on that later, I'll leave that up to him. But there was some interesting technology at work 3 o'clock Saturday morning, and I'll turn this over to Nori now.
The blue beam was ours. The pulse beams are what, as they intersect, you're getting a tremendous splash of confused electronic suggestion being made. And if we can, under certain given circumstances, we don't need any more trouble in this village now. Before we get into trouble in this village, I want all of you to have at least one journal and 10 contacts scattered around in pure visible sight when that prison bursts open, because it's going to be your free ticket. You're not going to be damaged by your brothers. You're not their enemy. And there are more innocent people in those prisons, and the ones that are the real criminals are still running your government and your churches, etc. And it's going to get worse and worse. This does not mean that you go out and form militias, but I can interrupt those pulse beams. And sometimes you need your own visualization sometime. So we'll leave it there, please. Now, I want Nori and Ed to understand something very, very important. One of the reasons that you're working with Soltech is beyond what you're sensing. Anyone can go out there and learn about earthquakes and earth shifts and energy shifts and depths and those sorts of things. It is the energy flow coming from these happenings that you have to pay careful attention to. And the heat structured by electrical strikes and those sorts of things. Because your jobs are in the scientific arena dealing with those phenomena. But many of the secrets of power lie in the magnificent power of the universe and cosmic rays and cosmic spheres, balls of pure energy. So just, you're doing really well, and I certainly, certainly appreciate it. Just don't narrow your scope. And there are others in this room that I'm speaking to also who are receiving, and I'm not going to reveal that. Just let it go. Take what you get. It's growing time. Okay, Nori.
Well, I'd prefer to be the quiet person sitting here just listening.
I know you would prefer it, but let's try it anyway.
But yeah, I was out there on the walk with Ed, and I did see the blue beam at the prison. And it was definitely a beam at the prison. And Commander's quite right. We do receive quite a bit of information that isn't for public sharing.
Well, please, what you don't share, and I think that you might enjoy getting into a little bit of a huddle with Vladimir. If he would like to say anything to this group, we'd certainly welcome him also, following you. Just
okay, what I got was this morning at 11:35 a.m. Greetings, Chela. It is I, Tonio Soltec, here in the radiance of Holy God. I come in His light that you might see a bit farther this day. Please take note that the space shuttle has finally made it into space, or so you are told. How can you truly know for sure? My friends, you most certainly live in a world of illusion, and many things are not as they may seem, from ground wave pulse systems to weather modification and man-generated earthquakes, you see not the forces at work here. Be careful for this day. As each day passes, the likelihood that a so-called natural catastrophe, such as floods, tornadoes, hurricanes, earthquakes, or even volcanic activity, could strike only intensifies. I say to you again, be prepared. Please note that due to the recent events or non-events such as no race riots, that the elite are desperate, for they have lost yet more time and are becoming more nervous as their timetables are disrupted. This can be looked upon as a victory for God's team. However, I caution you that there are greater possibilities now for even more drastic measures by the would-be kings of your planet, for they are becoming quite desperate. Also, please remember that you are into the time of the photon belt. As the high-frequency light increases in intensity, your environment shall become quite debilitating to the adversarial forces, for they cannot survive in such high-frequency light. Their days are truly numbered. This is not to say, however, that these elite rulers will go down without a fight, for in their desperation, they shall attempt to destroy the very planet itself. Know that this is quite unacceptable, for Earth Shan is alive and petitions for balance, and balance she shall have. Chalice, please be prepared. Do you have enough food and water stored up for you and your family for at least a month, preferably for 6 months? After all, a 25-pound bag of dried beans would go quite far in an emergency. How about food and water for your domesticated pets? Please consider all of your responsibilities while preparing. If you have not prepared now, then why not? God helps those who help themselves. God will meet you more than halfway, but you still need to do your part. We are quite busy this day. I take leave now. Tonio Soltec to clear. In light and appreciation to you ones who receive these messages. Salute.
I greatly appreciate it, and I salute you, Commander. It's time for a little pride on the part of a teacher when his students step out. And Soltec has worked along here for a very, very long time, and we're grateful, and we're patient. That means we still have time if we do things right. There is one that probably will come into your midst. Interesting person happens to just come through way of the east to the west to the south and then bumbles into us. His name is Petros. He's Armenian. He is a mechanical engineer, amongst other things. And he was schooled in the university in Moscow. He is married to a very beautiful Armenian lady who is a medical doctor, also schooled in Russia. They immigrated to the United States some 15 years ago and have two twins, boys, aged about 5. Petros has a great calling, a great pulling need. I'll hold.
Thank you. We're back on the record. Thank you.
To do something. He's been out. So